And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown. Today, as we're winding into the heavy Christmas season, the holiday season right here, just got over Hanukkah, and now we're into Christmas, just a few days away, getting towards the new year. Special time of year for so many of us. I'm glad you're spending a little time with me this morning. And by the way, I'm going to be working right through the new year. I don't slow down any. I'll be here the day after Christmas, the day after New Year's. Busy radio time as we, a lot of people having with traffic, with directions, and I'm on the radio just about every day at some point in the country, right here at the Genesis Communications Network, on the regularly scheduled program here for several hours each week. You can also hear me weekdays, by the way. I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area. I'm between both cities down in the Deep South. And I'll be on the major talk station here in Louisiana, which is called WJBO. You can go to my website, which is simply jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. All my radio schedules, everything about the radio show, this show, our guests that we have this week, who will be coming up in the future, books we're talking about. And, of course, lots of news all over the country with the common sense twist. Not so much the hard right or the hard left. We try to deal with right and wrong here on Jim Brown's Common Sense program. And so if you're interested, go to that website. I'll be on WJBO all of next week, emanating out of Baton Rouge. A variety of stations carry it. The best way you can find it is to look on the website or just go and listen live at WJBO.com. That's WJBO.com. I'll be on in the evenings all next week from 5 to 7 Central Time, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we'll be driven by the Christmas message, holiday seasons, good news, bad news, things involving the holidays. This is the second trilogy, the second in the trilogy of holidays. We had a nice Thanksgiving show, gave some history of Thanksgiving. Now we're into Christmas, and we'll be followed up here in a week by New Year's. So, you know, we got the momentum going on, obviously, football, shopping, party planning. Before you know it, it's time for a year that has disappeared faster than my Aunt Faye's pumpkin pie. Then you start the new year wrestling with that familiar feeling of emptiness. A lot of times there's emptiness after the holidays. I try to urge people to think this season is kind of the buildup. It is a celebration of the good things that happened during the past year and an introduction to what you're going to be doing in 2011. I'm a big believer in making New Year's resolutions. I make my resolutions. I write them down, share them with my family, put them in writing, and send them to my family. Used to do it in a long handwritten letter, but now, of course, email has captured our lives, so I do it through email. And try to let my family know what is important to me. They're certainly at the top of the list. And then lay out your priorities for where you want to go in the coming year, what you hope to accomplish, what you hope for them, what you hope for you and all your friends. And that's what I try to do each year. I'd suggest it to you. And then there's all kinds of comments about our Christmas season. I love this one, by the way, about the holiday season right now that someone sent to me. I get a lot of emails this time of year that people want to share their thoughts with me. Here's one that was sent to me that said, "Once again, Jim, we find ourselves enmeshed in the holiday season, that very special time of year when we join with our loved ones in sharing centuries-old traditions, such as trying to find a parking space at the mall. We traditionally do this in my family by driving around the parking lot until we see a shopper emerge from the mall. Then we follow her in very much the same spirit as the three wise men who 2,000 years ago followed a star, week after week, until it led them to a parking space." So a little flow of what some people experience over Christmas. Like I said, I get a lot of emails this time of year. My email address is simply JB, my initials, at jimbrownusa.com. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Another one that's sent to me, this comes from out in Utah, out around Salt Lake City, Utah. John out there says, "Christmas is a race to see which gifts that gives out first, your money or your feet. Good one there, John. And here's one from Virginia, from Sarah in Virginia, on Roanoke, Virginia. Says, Christmas at my house is always at least 6 or 7 times more pleasant than any place else. We start drinking early, and while everyone else is seeing only one Santa Claus, we'll be seeing 6 or 7. Well, I don't know about that, Sarah, now. But in any event, let's see a few more here. I love this one, aimed at me on the talk radio. And, you know, talk radio has some extremes, and I understand that. I'm more common sense in terms of what works, what is practical. But someone sent me this saying that Santa Claus wears a red suit. He must be a communist. And a beard and long hair. Must be a pacifist. What's in that pipe he's smoking? So here's another one. Let's see, from Judy outside of San Francisco, Matea, California. Mail your packages early so the post office can lose them in time for Christmas. I've had pretty good luck with my mailing. I never lost anything in the post office. I hear so much about that. I hope they're not all that bad. So, any event, give you a few more if we can. Let's see. Oh, well, here's one I've gotten from Kansas City. This is from Jenny in Kansas City. Oh, look, yet another Christmas TV special. How touching to have the meaning of Christmas brought to us by cola, fast food, and beer. Who would have ever guessed that product consumption, popular entertainment, and spirituality would be so harmoniously mixed? Well, you got a pretty good point there. We have all these Christmas specials, and they got their sponsors out there. Over in Paducah, Kentucky. We've got Jerry in Paducah, Kentucky, over that way. And let's see, Paducah, Kentucky is one of our newer stations that have come on. Glad to have them join us. They're at WTHQ, 750 a.m. in Paducah. And Jerry has this to say about Christmas. Let's see, he says, that's nice. I wish we could put up some of the Christmas spirit in jars and open a jar in every month. That's a nice one, Jerry. I like that. And here's another one. I don't know who sent this one in. This is just on my list. The best of all Christmas gifts around any Christmas tree, the presence of a happy family all wrapped up in each other. Peace on earth will come to stay when we live Christmas every day. So nice thoughts about the holiday season as we're getting into it. And I enjoy it. I've got a big family. And, you know, even if you don't have a family, a lot of times some of my folks say, well, I'm kind of depressed at Christmas because I'm by myself. I don't want anybody to share it with. But, you know, sometimes you have others. You've got friends that are in the same boat you are that just assume that you are involved with lots of family activities. That's a pretty good time to reach out, you know, just to say, I want to just wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Happy Holiday, whatever your approach is. And when you do that, often you can kind of network, and then what are you doing over the holidays? Well, I'm pretty much here by myself. Well, I am too. Why don't we get together for lunch, or let's get together and visit? You can kind of network, and before you know it, you can find a number of people like you that maybe celebrate by themselves, are here with the holidays. Their family is off somewhere, or they're just a little older, don't have quite the family they used to. A little networking, you can find someone to share this special holiday season with. Doesn't have to be sad if you're alone a little bit. There's ways you can network. Another thing I've found that some friends tell me, you know, I've had several people say we're kind of by ourselves over the holidays. That's when we volunteer. We volunteer with food banks. We volunteer to help with the Salvation Army. We do a number of things like that to share what we do. And therefore, not only do we not find it lonely at the Christmas time, but actually we feel like we're making a real contribution. We're helping other people. And actually we get a lot more into the Christmas.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Peat is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminex is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminex, the termite eradication experts.
Terminex features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminex for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminex will repair it for you, free. Protect your home like mine. Terminex and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminex, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminex Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminex, the termite expert.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, good morning. The day after New Year's. Glad you're spending a little time with us here today on the Genesis Communications Network. Got a little technical problem we had to get bugged out, and the sound's not going to be quite as sharp as you'd like, but we'll have it fixed here in no time. And I'm sure, Glanding, you're spending some time with us as the New Year gets through. This is Jim Brown Common Sense Show. I operate out of the New Orleans Baton Rouge area. We're broadcast out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, so it's cold where we're broadcasting from. Kind of warm down in the South today. Got a lot of stations in the South listening to us. You folks out and spread out all over the rest of the country, though, don't have the luxury we do. I hate to tell you, I may have to try to hit a golf ball this afternoon. So I don't want to rub it in to you listeners in Spanish Fork, Utah. They're listening to us up there. How about Paducah, Kentucky. You're pretty cold up there today. And I think Idabel, Oklahoma, since you're right close to the mountains, would be particularly cold in listening to us up that way today. Well, we're warmer down in Freer, Texas, and, of course, all the Louisiana stations, Hattiesburg, Macomb, a little warmer down this way. So, but I'm glad you're spending some time with us. Hope you got off to a good New Year's start. And I like New Year's. New Year's is one of my favorite holidays, kind of a rebirth, looking towards the future. You know, I said this before, it's kind of the trilogy of the three special holidays we have this time of year. We start off with Thanksgiving, so much to be thankful for, getting into the blessings of the Christmas season or the Hanukkah season for our Jewish friends, and both that come at the same time. Then we clear things out in our trilogy with the New Year's, the rebirth, looking forward to what we all hope to have in the New Year's, and I've got some great New Year's wishes. I take it seriously. I make my New Year's resolutions. Hope you do, too. I know it's hard to keep those resolutions, but I think it's a good idea to kind of give them a try. And I always make a good list, and, you know, hope and foreboding are probably the top of my list over these past 3 years. New Year's always brings a promise of uncertainty, and particularly in this year with our country and the mess it's in, with wars going on, with the economic situation that is in such flux. And so much uncertainty to so many of us as we try to plan for our futures, little older citizens out there wanting to think that they had enough income to save up, not just take care of them, but, you know, to leave something for their kids and their grandkids and take care of those needs. And there is some uncertainty as we get into this new year. So I guess I wish for successful and fulfilling endeavors for my children, happiness and contentment for my family and friends, and I'd like to have the personal fortitude to handle both the highs and the lows of daily living with dignity. So often we see the lack of dignity in this country today going out the window as, you know, I want mine and I want it now mentality has taken over this country, and the selfishness and the lack of volunteerism. I've talked about that a lot in the show for you listeners to think that we ought to give back something. That's a very marked difference I've seen with our friends and family of some years back. What my parents went through during World War II, the Korean War, the sacrifices they made, the fact that when you made your New Year's resolutions, that volunteering was always a main component of a New Year's resolution, that you always wanted to volunteer in your church, in your community, in so many ways. And we've kind of left that go by the wayside. The all-volunteer army, to where there's no commitment to serve, has taken the tinge out of any of us going ahead. We just expect so much. What a contradiction in Washington, isn't it? We're demanding cuts in spending. We're demanding more fiscal accountability, which we should, because spending on the part of Republicans and Democrats on both sides have been so irresponsible the past 10 years. I've said it on this show on a number of occasions. You could put the Democrats and the Republicans in a sack when it comes to spending and priorities and fiscal restraint. Shake it up. Wouldn't matter who you pulled out, quite frankly, because they're all pretty much the same. And so we demand fiscal restraint, yet we want the services. We want our, you know, people went nuts last week over the snows and the fact that they couldn't get out in the streets immediately. I mean, in New York City and Chicago, and they were just blitzing Mayor Bloomberg up there. Seems like a pretty good mayor. And he didn't have the snow cleared in one day. Oh, my gosh, he had to spend a whole day with it. He had 2 feet, 3 feet of snow up there. I mean, good gosh, pull your family in, curl up with a good book, relax, and take advantage of the fact that you had a snow day. Your bosses aren't demanding you come on into work. And if you can't make it, you can't make it. We had that problem here a few weeks back where Minneapolis, remember when the Minnesota Vikings couldn't play their football game, snowed them all in up there. We were off the air for a good bit because of that situation. Well, you make the best of it. You make the best of it. You just don't go crazy. Now, I do think there's some justification for criticism of the governor of New Jersey, this fellow Chris Christie. He's been a big component of cutting down on spending. Well, snowstorm virtually shuts his state down. And where's Governor Christie? He's vacationing in Florida. And so was the lieutenant governor. They're both vacationing. Neither one was in the office. And so you can see outrage. I mean, you expect your elected officials to be there looking out for you when the crisis comes up. In this case, they didn't do so particularly. But in any event, that's why we look at the new year and make our resolutions of hope and our future. And I told my kids this year to give me two Christmas presents. First of all, I wanted them to make a donation, both in volunteer time and financially, to help some needy families in our community. Second of all, I want them to read the unforgettable Holocaust novel, Night, N-I-G-H-T. If you've not read that, I'll tell you what, it's short. It's only about 100 pages. It is a riveting account of the Holocaust by Eli Wiesel. He's the Nobel Prize laureate who survived the Nazi death camps. I have a Wiesel quote framed on my desk here in my office. Here's what it says very simply. To defeat injustice and misfortune, if only for an instant, for a single victim, is to invent a new reason to hope. That's Eli Wiesel, Nobel Prize winner, who went through the Holocaust. All of his family was killed in the Holocaust. And anyway, I ask my kids to reread that every year to make a gift. And then just like you, when we get to the New Year's time, which we did yesterday, like so many of you in the New Year's, we bring it in with the singing of Auld Lang Syne. It's an old Scottish tune. Words were passed down orally and recorded by my favorite historical poet, by the way, Robert Burns in the 1700s. You see, I'm Scottish, so there's a bond here on both my mother's side and my dad's side. I've got Scotch in my blood, not the whiskey, but the Scotch blood. And Auld Lang Syne literally means old, long ago, or simply the good old days. And you've sung that song. Most of us don't know what the words mean. Should old acquaintance be forgot, never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot? And days of Auld Lang Syne. And so it's a wonderful poem. It ends. It's a very long poem. It ends, and here's a hand, my trusty friend, and here's a hand of thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. Extending the hand. See, we want to help our fellow men. We want to help people in our community. So we remember the old, and remembering is important, too. I think, you know, we always look to the future, but you learn from history, and I think that sitting down at the end of the year and kind of looking back over friends and family, maybe not even the year, but going back some years, you know, the loss of your loved ones, remembering your mom and dad if you don't have them anymore, as I do not. And so you think back over those times when you had the new year. And that song, by the way, Auld Lang Syne, is sung at the stroke of midnight in almost every English-speaking country in the world to bring back the new year. Remember that? It really is a marvelous song. I can look back over many years of a number of Memorial New Year's Eves. I don't know what you guys did for New Year's Eve out there where you happen to be living in a smaller town. You might have gotten together with friends or family, just cooked up something kind of nice. So we've done that on many occasions. New Orleans is kind of my second home. I live north of New Orleans in Baton Rouge, but I keep a place in New Orleans. Did a radio show down there on their large talk station that Rush Limbaugh's on, Sean Hannity, and all the big guns, WRNO, down in New Orleans. Did that show for about 3 years.
Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Jim Brown here with you on our program today. Glad you're joining us as the first program of the new year. We're glad to get off to a good start. We hope you're getting off to a good start, too. Some weather problems around the country, but we'll make do with that. That's all part of the New Year's time of year in January. We expect that. We're talking about New Year's, reminiscing about what you did on New Year's Eve. I was sharing some of my New Year's thoughts with you, getting off to my resolutions, and I make the same ones every year, and I'm sure you do, too. I'm going to lose a little weight, kind of get myself in better health. It's not the weight focus for me as much as the cardiovascular activities. You get a little older, any of you listeners there that are over 50, you got to get that blood pumping through those veins. You can disregard a lot of other things, but that blood pumping to your veins. Sure, I'd like to pump up and have a real strong-looking body, but the blood going through your veins at a pretty good clip, doing that by your walking, by bike riding, whatever you happen to do. And I know it's tough if you're in cold weather indoors, but there's a variety of things you can do. You know, if you can join a little health club. I have a little health club I belong to, and I go there and get on the treadmill, get on the exercise bike, and a variety of things you can do along that way. Of course, if you're outside and it's really cold weather, if you can bundle up, get out, just even when you bundle up real good, take a little walk. Might need a real long walk, but if you can shovel snow, if you're up to it, all those things get that blood pumping, and that's really important. And that, you know, whatever your resolutions are, staying active has got to be one of the most important things. It really concerns me. Here we are in the wealthiest country in the world at a height when, although we have these economic problems, we're very prosperous, we've got so many options with so many new contraptions, you've got the iPad and the iPhones and the smaller computers, and we're just such whizzes electronically, and yet the obesity rate keeps going up and up and up, and all of our young kids don't exercise. They sit there in front of the TV set, they sit there in front of those apps and games, they're not moving around. You know, you and I, if you're a little older like I am, didn't have all those apps, didn't have all those options. So we went out and climbed trees and played with our friends in the neighborhood. This time of year, I'd ice skate. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and the St. Louis Country Club was a private country club I didn't belong to, but my family didn't belong to, but they had a nice lake, and they let the kids ice skate in the lake. We put our ice skates on and skate on that lake. And wonderful this time of year to get out and do that kind of thing. Well, the kids today, oh, who wants to go skating? You know, we got to go play those video games, or we've got to get our new app on our new iPad, which is fine. Look, I'm all for the technology, but I'm just worried that it keeps our kids least active, less active. And when the obesity rate goes up, there's just so many more problems that come around with diabetes and so many things along that line. You just got to stay active in your way. And there's all kinds of ways to stay active, and are encouraging these kids just to get off that couch, get away from those games, and stay active. I think it's an important New Year's resolution that I made. Memorable New Year's. I told you I'd tell you some of the most memorable New Year's. I've got probably two examples to tell you of things I've done on New Year's Eve that kind of go to the extremes, if you will, of each of the two extremes I've done on a number of occasions over the years. My family and I here in recent years have gathered with our friends down in New Orleans. The Quincentennial Restaurant is one of many down there. It's Antoine's Restaurant down in the French Quarter, if you've ventured down there on St. Louis Street. Grand old restaurant that in days gone by, you know, there's a separate entrance. And at Antoine's over the years, you never called to make a reservation, say, to the front desk. You would call your waiter. You knew your particular waiter who kind of is aware of all the things you like. When I would go into Antoine's over the years before Katrina, I mean, I wouldn't even order. I'd just say, Johnny, get me some good fresh fish and put the vegetables together. You know what I like. And he'd put it all together. You'd go into a whole separate entrance, and you'd beep, and they'd say, who's there? And you'd say, well, in my case, Jim Brown. I want to get my waiter, Johnny. And he'd come to the door, take me to the table. A number of private rooms they had in the restaurant, big, large place. And any of it, at New Year's Eve, we'd all gather down at Antoine's Restaurant. And my father-in-law was very active, loved to dance there. We'd have a little three-piece band, and we'd get in a private room, and all the food we'd have, the array of seafood appetizers, oysters, shrimp, and crab meat with that great remoulade sauce on there. Then you'd have maybe pompano or the great grilled redfish, sautéed crab meat. Oh, so many great things to eat. Topped it off with something, I don't know if you all aware of this called Baked Alaska. You take meringue and you cover chocolate, vanilla ice cream, and then they put some liquor on top of it, and they flame it. They put a match to it, and it flames as they serve it. Baked Alaska. You wouldn't think that a term with Alaska would be popular in New Orleans, but the Baked Alaska is kind of a standard down there. And we'd have a number of champagne toasts with the occasional family member jumping up on the dinner table and dancing, and then we'd head off to the French Quarter. A lot of you watch New Year's Eve both from New York City, from Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and some of the stations carried New Year's in New Orleans, where the big ball would come down at the top of the Jack's Brewery. We'd generally finish up the evening at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. You Jimmy Buffett fans out there on Decatur Street, he's got a Margaritaville there. Jimmy Buffett's been there on a number of occasions. He's from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, about an hour from Louisiana, lives down in Key West, Florida now, but just made a fortune off that song Margaritaville and all the other great songs that he's had. So we'd end up over at Jimmy Buffett. That's one thing I do. Now, here's the other extreme I would go to, and I'm sure you all have your own stories there, too. The other extreme I would go to would be, on many a cold and rainy morning, what I would do, I would take my daughters. We'd venture up the Mississippi River just south of the Vicksburg, Mississippi, the Arkansas-Mississippi line up there, clear up in what is northeast Louisiana, about 30 miles below Vicksburg. And the family had a camp on what is called Davis Island. Davis Island used to be part of Mississippi, and the Mississippi River came and cut a swath through it. It's an island out in the middle of the Mississippi River. To get there, you have to take a little private ferry that push with some motors. And the family would all go over to Davis Island, and we'd sit there on the island, and a lot of the guys would like to deer hunt. The Bishop of Louisiana, and I'm not Catholic, but my kids are all baptized Catholic because my wife at the time was Catholic, and so we got to know the Bishop of Louisiana, just a wonderful, wonderful fellow named Charles Greco, Bishop Charles Greco, lived in Alexandria, Louisiana, but he loved to deer hunt. So we would invite him to come over and spend New Year's with us. And as I say, on many a cold, rainy morning, the handfuls of the camp, there's never more than six or seven, we'd rise before dawn. The bishop would conduct a New Year's Mass. Pretty impressive to have the bishop of your state doing a private Mass for just a couple of you there. Even though, as I say, I'm not Catholic, I still was very impressed. And After the service, most of the family would go back to bed. I'd crank up my old Jeep and take the bishop out in the worst weather with hopes of putting him on a stand where a large buck would pass by, maybe a good-sized deer. And I don't care what the weather was. He'd stay all morning with his shotgun and thermos of coffee. He rarely got a deer, but oh, how he loved to be out there in the woods. And any event, quite a fellow. I ended up going into the state legislature a few years later, and the bishop and I worked very closely together. One of his really important projects was to build a St. Mary's residential and training school for retarded children up in Alexandria, Louisiana. And I worked with him to get state funds and make that a reality. And what a great mentor and friend who touched the lives of so many. He died back in 1987, but on New Year's Day, I always think of Bishop Charles Graco. And so I just share those extremes of either spending down in Sin City in New Orleans on Bourbon Street and at Antoine's restaurant, or the other extreme, having a Catholic mass being given to you on New Year's by the bishop of your state. So I had real, real extremes, as I think most of you would know. So any event, and I don't know what you all did yesterday. I helped cook up the black-eyed peas and the cornbread, and we would have traditional whether New Year's meals we'd have out there. And so, but I'd always make those black-eyed peas and put the dime in it, and I'd try to find the dime. Okay, I put it there, you know. So any event. So that's kind of my New Year's thoughts about things I did along the New Year, and I hope you've got your memories, too, in terms of what all you did. And we make those resolutions. We make so many resolutions of being better family members, whatever it would be, but I'd sure encourage you to put, with the parties and the shopping and everything by you now, taking kind of stock of your health, because, again, we're on a downward trend in this country.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hey, guys, if you're ready to drop a few pounds, get fitter, leaner, and stronger, forget the diet. Dieting is kryptonite to a man's soul. Dieting is about less. Less food, less energy, less you. You don't want less. You want more. More time, more energy, more freedom. You want full strength. Hi, Sean Phillips here, creator of the Full Strength Premium Nutrition Shake for Men. For the past 20 years, I've helped the Hollywood A-list, pro athletes, and busy people from all walks of life look great, feel great, and perform great. And I'm here to tell you, men need more nutrition, not less food. Full Strength is more. It's the delicious daily total nutrition shake that reboots your body for more energy and vitality fast. Visit fullstrength.com and turn your body back on high with the 14-day Full Strength Challenge. It's 100% guaranteed results that you can see and feel. That's fullstrength.com, university-tested, clinically proven nutrition for your best life. And for the first 20 guys who visit fullstrength.com, I'll pick up the shipping. That's fullstrength.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of heartdrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
A lively day today as we get into the new year. Glad you're spending some time with me here on Jim Brown's Common Sense as we get ready for a new year with New Year's resolutions and lots on our plate. Yeah, I don't know if you go to the movies or not. I'm a big movie buff. My father-in-law for years owned some movie theaters down here in the South, and so we always like to go to the movies. And, of course, when he owned them, it was nice because I didn't have to pay for the movies. You know, I'd buy me a box of popcorn, that was it. But I still go to the movies a good bit. I saw Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp in the movie called The Tourist last night, in fact, which I enjoyed. It wasn't much of a riveting story, of course. Now, you guys will agree with me on this. It's always nice to take a look at Angelina Jolie. What a lovely lady. But and Johnny Depp's a good actor, although he looked pretty scrawny here. You know, his hair all down his face and hadn't shaved in a long time because he normally doesn't do so. But it was an okay kind of a thriller mystery movie. But what I liked about it was the scenes of Venice. Now, I've been to Venice maybe twice in my life, not for very long. But lots of scenes, both from the air and by the boat, about what a beautiful city Venice is in Italy, and kind of enticed me to want to go back. So it was worth going to see the movie, if you love Italy, just to see all the scenes from Venice and see how what a beautiful, beautiful city it was. But the other movie I saw here a couple of days ago, kind of interesting movie to tell you about, is called How Do You Know? And it has a great cast. It's got Reese Witherspoon, just a delightful actress, and Owen Wilson, what a great comedian, has been in so many funny movies. And Marley and Me, I re-saw that here a week or two ago on television. Jack Nicholson, the king himself in terms of being in all the older movies. And Paul Rudd, who's a new coming actor. And it had several plots to it, but here's the thing I want to throw out to you that I thought was interesting. One of the subplots was the relationship between Nicholson, who was the father, and Paul Rudd, the son. And they referred to Kramer versus Kramer. You remember the story with Dustin Hoffman, Mike Nichols movie, to where the wife picks up and just says she wants to get a new life and leaves the son and the father when the son's about 7 or 8 years old, I believe. Well, that was the same story. The wife leaves the husband, Jack Nicholson. He raises his son, Paul Rudd, apparently does a good job, good father, gets him through a good school, and then sets him up in the family business. Apparently the family business invests overseas they didn't really get into the detail, but a lot of an overseas investment. Well, all of a sudden, Paul Rudd is being investigated by the feds and is about to be indicted for bribing foreign officials. To get business, he was bribing these foreign officials. He said, and you believed him, and it was the truth, that he had nothing to do with bribing these foreign officials, but he's getting charged with the crime. And so finally, his father, Jack Nicholson, who must be 70 years old, confesses to his son, look, I'm the one that did the bribing, and I'm guilty, I did it. He said, now, son, every business in America does that if they're going to do business overseas. Every company does it. But I did it. He says, here's my problem, son. I got a minor felony back 30 years ago. It's on my record. Wasn't amount to much. I don't remember what it was, but something, you know, nothing, no violent crime or anything like that. So he says, 30 years ago, I got this minor felony. If I go ahead and fess up and plead guilty to bribing these officials, then it's my second felony. I'll go to jail for the rest of my life. 25 years they'll give me. I'll die in jail. If you plead guilty to the felony, then you go to jail for 2.5 years, maybe, is what you have. Now, Rudd must have been 28 to 30 in the prime of his life. And he had a romantic relationship with Reese Witherspoon, and he said, this may be the girl of my dreams. So he's about to kick off the prime of his life by marrying a wonderful lady and moving towards children. And his father says, basically, his father didn't ask him to do it, but basically the inference was, will you take the rap for me and you go to jail for 2.5 years so that I don't have to spend the rest of my time in jail? Not quite a Sophie's Choice, but somewhat similar. You know what the Sophie's Choice was? I threw that out on a show I did a few days ago, a local show down here in Baton Rouge, and some people didn't know what I was talking about. William Styron is a marvelous author who died a few years back. He was a teacher of mine. I took a course under Styron at Duke University. I went to the University of North Carolina back in the 60s, but Styron taught over at Duke, and you could go over and take courses over there. I took an English course under Styron at Duke University. And he's written so many marvelous books and won the Pulitzer Prize. In any event, he wrote this book called Sophie's Choices, made into a wonderful movie with Meryl Streep. In Sophie's Choice, she's a German refugee. She's a Jew, and she has twins. And there's this unbelievably gripping scene where she's about to get on the train, and the German officer says, you can only take one child. We don't allow two. And she says, but I've got to take two. They're my twins. I can't let them go. And he demands, and he says, you're either going to take one, or I'm going to take them both and send them to the concentration camp, that they'd be dead. So the train's leaving. She's on the train. It's moving. She's got two children. She's got to make Sophie's Choice. And in a moment of complete hysteria, she lets one go and keeps the one child. Well, as the movie develops, this haunts her for the rest of her life, which would haunt all of us. Of course, it haunts you for the rest of your life. That's the Sophie's Choice I was referring to. Well, in the movie with Paul Rudd and Jack Nicholson is not anything gripping like that, losing a child, but you've got to make a decision. Do I go to jail for 2.5 years for my father so that he does not spend the rest of his life in jail? Or do I say, Dad, you made your bed, now you're going to have to sleep in it. I'd like to help you, but I don't want to give up 2.5 years of my life. And it's a little more than 2.5 years. You know, you'll be a convicted felon on your record for the rest of your life. They apparently had a little money there, but he'd have trouble getting a job. And I thought to myself, what would I do? What would you do in a case like that? That's your Sophie's Choice. What would you do? Would you go to jail for 2.5 years when you're at the prime of your life, you're 30 years old, you're making your way in the world, and give all that up and maybe lose the girl of your dreams and maybe not have children with her, and who knows what will happen when you get out? Or you go to jail for your dad so that he does not spend the rest of his life in jail? Tough one. Tough one, isn't it? What would you do? What would you do along those lines? What kind of decision would you make along those lines? I'll take your call if you want to call me on that this morning. Our toll-free number, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Free toll-free talk call. You want to call and weigh in and tell me what you do. I would go to jail for my father. Now, a lot of it maybe has to do with the relationship. Some people have different relationships with your father, but in my case, my dad was close to me and sacrificed greatly for me to go to college and stood by me time and time again. And so I could not let him spend the rest of his life in jail. I just couldn't do that. I would go ahead and make the decision that I was going to jail for my father in a case like that. But what would you do? That's a tough one, isn't it? Shows you that sometimes a lot of the other things we do in our life become a little bit more irrelevant when you've got to make decisions along those lines as to whether or not you would make the decision to go to jail for your father in a case like that. And so I choose to do it, and I urge you to see the movie. It's called How Do You Know? Again, it stars Jack Nicholson. Owen Wilson was very funny in the movie. He was not part of this subplot anyway. He was kind of the ditzy ball player, and Rudd was the more serious guy, and they're both competing for Reese Witherspoon. I won't tell you any more about it. You may want to see it. But again, shows you the choices that we have to make in our lives every day. Hey, I want to tell you about something else going on. Did you know over the holidays, of course, they really crack down on driving and drinking? Do you know that you can get a DWI without even driving a car? You can get a drunk driving charge without driving a car. And we hear about this all the time. Tales abound about American drivers who were found asleep in their vehicles, usually incapacitated, and were stunned to find a sheriff's deputy or patrol officer knocking on their window. And, of course, usually when confronted with a dazed driver who may quickly become belligerent, a field sobriety test is pretty much automatic. Then often it's into the handcuffs and a trip to the calaboose. And in the event, you may say, hey, I just want to ward things off. But if you go out there, here's the actual test. Actual physical control, by definition, means the defendant must physically be in or on the vehicle and have the capability to operate the vehicle. That's the key terms. Capability to operate the vehicle, regardless of if he or she operated the vehicle at the time. So you don't have to be – so under the law of that test, if you have the capacity to drive that car and you're in or on the car, then you can be charged with drunk driving. So I guess if you know someone who's maybe had a little too much to drink, you better sit over on the tree next to the car or go someplace else. Don't be in that car because technically you could be guilty of drunk driving. Hey, we've got a lot of interesting subjects to talk about on our website. I want you to try our website, which is jimbrownusa.com. Go take a look. You can sign up for our newsletters and get a whole list of information about what we're talking about. I put the show schedule on each week. Usually put it up on Thursday. So you can go to that site.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.